Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we present to you today the 24th of Safar 1442 and the 12th of October 2020. 24th Safar bring back a lot of memories for me. My mother passed away in 1997 and my brother passed away also on the same date in 2013. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus and all the marhumeen. Today when I walked out from the masjid after Zuhr, so I just looked at the date and I read for my beloved parents, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minin. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. Today the reckoning is established. And when our brothers, sisters have passed away, then we read and recite Surah 59, Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters, whether it's in our family, our Muslim brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Chapter 59, verse number 10. Alhamdulillah, we'll present to you the report back of last week's activities and programs. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the morning program is going very, very well. That is from 4:30 to 5 o'clock for this week here. So, mashallah, Muslims, non-Muslims, the Ummah benefits. And that is our aim, that we must give the correct information to the people so that they imbibe and acquire the knowledge according to the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And Alhamdulillah, the tafsir also is going well with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So now we are with Surah Sabah, and that is chapter number 34 of the Noble Quran. And Alhamdulillah, the archives also are going well, Surah Baqarah, and that is 7 days a week, every day of the week between 1:30 and 2. Today you heard Surah Baqarah and verse number 177, Alhamdulillah. So that is the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, hadha min fadli Rabbi. And then the Q&A, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one of the most popular programs, again the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. Tuesday, Alhamdulillah, that we have our tafsir, which we resumed in the Jami Masjid, and daily in the Jami Masjid here in Indonesia, that remember we have nasiha for 3-4 minutes or so after Fajr. So when I leave from here, we go for Fajr, and then after the dua, we have that's going on for years, Alhamdulillah. And then we have the bless of marriage on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That's also gathering momentum. More and more people are listening. All this, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Then Tuesday night, we have tafsir. And the tafsir, mashallah, we have in the masjid is on variety of topics. Whatever we feel is important. So we just discuss that, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, and thereafter, we have a Q&A also. So we end off at about 9 o'clock. So mashallah, the youngsters, all of them find it very interesting. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. Some of them record it and so forth and so on. Then on Wednesday, mashallah, again the blessed of marriage and tafsir and all the normal programs. Then Asr, I go to the Khanka, perform Asr Salat there, and then to Darulum Zakaria. And mashallah, always I have 30-35 minutes or so before the Maghrib Adhan, and then mashallah, we have our tea, and then we have matters of bilateral importance. Give us that Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our honorable Ustad and teacher, all the news that are of importance, relevance in the Arab world, Muslim world, and everywhere. And Azad will then comment and make some tafsirah, you know, and then we discuss. And it's surprising, you know, the man doesn't read newspaper, he doesn't listen to news, nothing, but he knows little bit what's happening around the world. So subhanallah, it's really amazing. So, and then if I have certain important maslas and so forth to discuss, so we do all that. Then mashallah, the Maghrib Salat, and after that the Dars, the Hadith lesson for 1 hour or so, and that is Sahih Muslim. So Hazrat teaches Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, and mashallah, various other kitabs, Hidayah and so forth. So I sat in so many lessons of Hazrat with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So then I come back. By the time I came home, I know it, I remembered it was exactly 9 o'clock because I just switched on the radio and the news just started. So that is on Wednesday night. Thursday, mashallah, then we had, you know, started and resumed our classes. So we have our house on top, our studio at the bottom, and our madrasa at the back. We must place on record our sincerest thanks to our uncle, Abu Bakr, Abu Masoor, Abu Bakr Ghani, his children, grandchildren, mashallah, and Sikandar passed away, and then our, you know, Bhuti Ghani and our brother Hafiz Zubair, he passed away, Allah and his son passed away before that, Muhammad Zayyan, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus, Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar, mashallah, his day in Binoni, Bhuti Ghani, his mother, all of them in Ukhis. This is all Sadaqah Jariyah for them with the capital group, you know, Allah reward them. What can we do? We can't do anything. So this is just the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah he places in the hearts of people. So Thursday our students, they came, they said, please, we must start. So I told them, see, now with all this COVID-19 corona business and so forth, now my timetable has changed, but because you'll have so much love and zeal that you want to learn, so I'll give you 2 hours a week, so 9 to 11. So mashallah, 4 of them came, and it was very good. And I taught them about Babul Masajid, you know, Abwabul Masajid, what is the meaning of masjid, what are the virtues of a masjid, the chronological table of a masjid, that the first masjid was Makkah, then Masjidul Aqsa, then Masjid Quba, and then we have Masjid Nabawi in Africa. The oldest masjid is Masjid Amr bin As, that is in Egypt, remember, built by Sahaba in the 20th year after the Hijrah. That's in Africa, the oldest masjid. Then our South Africa, oldest masjid, 1794, there in Cape Town. And then Grey Street Masjid, the oldest. In Transvaal, Old Transvaal, Kirk Street, the oldest masjid. And second oldest, our Heidelberg. So masjid, mashallah, so great history. They were fascinated. And then the people who closed our masajid, how all Almighty Allah is going to disgrace grace them. Quran says, Surah 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Humiliation, disgrace, and a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment. So all this, mashallah. And then the letter Meem, Meem Masjid, Meem Muswalla, Meem Muswalli, Meem Mimbar, Meem Mihrab, Meem Minaret. So many issues regarding Meem, the Muswalli, Muqtadi, Munfarid. So many places you can use Meem just related to the Masjid. So all that we gave them, mashallah, they're writing down. So inshallah, the classes resume. So Thursday also now has become a busy day, because now we accommodate them and our madrasa also resume. So that's very, very good with Allah's help. Friday, mashallah, at around 9 o'clock or so, I left here, me and my wife, and mashallah, that my sister, my niece, she's married to Mona Ismail Osman, the son of Haji Iqbal Osman, mashallah. And you know, we made arrangements that we'll go there, because this week, yeah, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab was going to Cape Town, so we had enough time and so forth to go here and there. So anyway, I was there exactly at 10:30, and I then had to freshen up, and then the khutbah by Sheikh Saud Shuraim. Sheikh Saud Shuraim has a wonderful history. When he visited Darulum Newcastle in 1998, we must place on record our sincerest thanks to Maulana Muhammad Gardi of White River, the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Nawarallahu Marqadahu, that he came with a chartered plane, you know. Then they landed in Newcastle, and subhanallah, Maulana Qasim Sema rahimahullah, our teachers and everyone, we went. So Maulana Sema, before that we made Mashura, and he told all the teachers that Abdul Qadir will translate and what have you. That used to happen in my 20 years stay there. Most of the time I used to translate when guests would come in from Arabic to English or Urdu to English and so forth. One person was fascinated with the translation was Haji Farooq Saab of Sakkar, Pakistan. He used to tell me and tell the public that Tarjumama Bayan se bhi behtar hai, you know, to give us himmat afzai, to encourage us. He used to say the translation was better than the talk. So this is all the akabir, our great, great ulama, their du'as and so forth, nothing to do with us. Hada min fadli rabbi. So he came there, and then I found out about his biography and so forth. In 6 months, he became Hafiz of the Noble Quran. He's Imam of the Haram now for about 33 years, you know. And any one of you, this is again the mercy and grace of Allah, Jalla Wala, from 92 or so, right till 2099, every year Ramadan, we were there. And then Sheikh Sudai, Sheikh Shuraim, if you wanted to hear the Taraweeh, that is the Taraweeh you had to listen. The 20 rakats, 10-10, and then at night, the last 10 nights, that they would read every night, and then subhanallah, the du'as and so forth. So that was Taraweeh at his best. I don't think I will ever hear Taraweeh anywhere in the world better than that. So great, great Taraweeh, great, great atmosphere and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa. And remember, the enemy, the Shia, the Kuffar, want to take control over the Haramain Sharifain, and the Yahud, the Zionists, and the Jews want control over Masjidul Aqsa. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy all these enemies of Islam and Muslims. So that was Sheikh Saud Shuraim. He spoke about good character and the good qualities a Muslim should have and so forth, and then the Salat. And then we translated, and then we made Dua. I remember at 12:10, we finished up completely, you know, with everything. And 11:10, we started, so exactly 1 hour. And mashallah, it is carried live by Sirius FM and by Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jamaah. So that also a great bounty, blessing of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thousands of people can benefit, thousands of people saying Ameen. Again, we say Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Oh beloved Allah, accept it. And thereafter that I went to the masjid, mashallah, the masjid in Trichardt. I spoke to the brother Ibrahim, mashallah, and he told me that masjid was was established in 1982. Haji Iqbal Usman took me there, and then I read my 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid. Adhan went at about 20 past, and then the Imam Sahab. I need to tell you about the Imams in those areas there. Subhanallah, this is a great, great bounty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When you have great, great ulama, they make dua for the people and the Imams who will come in the later time and later generations. Let us start there at Trikhat because we were there first. So mashallah, 38 years, Hafiz Abdul Khaliq Bayat, mashallah, wonderful reciter of the Noble Quran. So mashallah, I spoke about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah and what happened there and so forth. And then the khutbah, and we requested Hafiz Ab to perform the salat. Wonderful reciter. Allah accept all his khidmat of Hafiz Ab Bayat. I call him Qari Sahib. He did so beautiful, mashallah. And thereafter, lunch there by Moana Ismail's place, and you know, guests and all that wonderful. Allah Ta'ala reward my niece, Moana Ismail, my sister, all of them, mashallah. So we think about them, we make dua for them. So anyway, and then I'm tired, I must sleep in the afternoon. You know, Qailula. Qilu fa inna shayateena la taqil. You don't must, it's sunnah to sleep. And the shaitans, they don't sleep, we must oppose the shaitan. Why? So you can wake up the hajjud time. So that you can wake up Fajr time on time. So your night time also you can do some good activities and you will be vibrant and fresh as well. So every sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam has great benefit, worldly benefit and benefit for the year after. Thereafter, you know, that I woke up and I said that, you know, I have to do something. I'm so near here. And I got my own car and so forth. Mashallah, Muhammad Khan gave me his sports car, you know, so 2-door. So, mashallah, so we went with that. And I said that now, let me go to Leslie and I will read Asr Salat there. And I will go to the graveyard as well. And then come back and go to King Ross, the graveyard before Maghrib. And then we'll go to Mona Aslam Ghani's place, mashallah. So I left alone, and about 4:45, I arrived there in Leslie. Leslie is called the Andhra. I was a very, very young boy, maybe 6 years old, 5 years old. And my beloved mother, father would go every second, third week, for whatever reason, to meet Mamaji. Mamaji is Hazrat Mona Zubair Ali Nawwarullah Barakatuhu. He was there in Stellarton. My nani ma, nanape, all of them. My maternal grandparents were there in Stanerton. If you go today to the town masjid around there, they had their simpleton shanty houses basically. And remember, you ask any of the old people, they'll tell you about my nanima, how pious she was, my mother's mother. My maternal grandmother, she passed away on 27 night. And Hazrat Mohd Zubair Ali Nawwarullah Barakatuhu, whose family was in India, so they used to make khidmat. So she became like a sister to Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarullah Barakatuhu, and he, Hazrat Maulana, became our Mamaji. That's the name I remember. We all used to say Mamaji. And for Maulana Zahir's mother, right, we used to say Mami. So that is our, till now it is the terminology we use. So anyway, so I went there and I said that it's still time. So straight to the graveyard, mashallah, I went and, you know, mashallah, made dua. And I saw in the graveyard something new. They put ash on all the graves, you know. And we went to Mami's grave also. Allah grant Mamaji, Mam, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. Obviously, we make dua for everybody else. Then I had wuzu and all that. I went to the masjid. Exactly 5 o'clock I was there. And Iqamah just started. I found that Salat was 5 o'clock. And Maulana Jogi was there. He's also a very, very interesting personality. When I went to Karachi in 74. So I know the first day, second day, we all had to hand our passports to him. He was the man in charge to organize our visas and to stay there and so forth. So well, what a wonderful temperament, mashallah. So Maulana Zahir Ali is 38, 39 years there in King Ross. And you take him, Maulana Muhammad Ali Jogi, Hafiz Muhammad Ali Jogi, he is there in Leslie for 44 years, 45 years approximately. Subhanallah. Now imagine one imam, 38 years, 39 years, another one, 44 years. So what do you say? So I always tell them, Yetu Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu ki dua hai. It is Hazrat's dua for all of you that you staying there so long and making such khidmat, mashallah. So wonderful, wonderful it is. So I met him, I met Hafiz Abbas Jada, and he told me about his father-in-law, Bashir Abba, which I didn't know that he's ill and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala grant our Haji Bashir Abba the Shifai Kamil and all those who are ill and sick. And thereafter I rush now. The roads are all straightforward roads there, so even if I'm alone, I don't get lost. You know, it's all this back road, so there's no toll roads and all those things there. Simple straightforward road. So I rush there now. Now I want to go to King Ross. So I arrived there. I said, best place, let me go to the masjid. When your intention is good, Allah always makes the means. So now where's the graveyard? I asked Faisal Sharif Noor, you know, my cousin. He explained to me, but I said I won't find it. So I went to the masjid. Lo and behold, yeah, I see Faisal comes. I'm facing one direction he's facing. So he asked me, you been to graveyard? I said, no, I'm going now. He said, come, you follow me. So mashallah, so I went there. I must tell you about this King Ross graveyard. Is one of the most immaculate Kabristan graveyard cemetery in South Africa. I believe there's a Mr. A.B. Patel. I don't know him. I hoped I met him sometime. But mashallah, that everything tip-top, very good. Everyone, you know, the nameplate, and they got the ash and everything. So I went to Ismail Sharif. Ismail Sharif is the person who passed away. He was married to Nazima, and you know that very tragic circumstances, 1995, while they were having supper, somebody just came and shot him, and he passed away, you know, a shaheed. And he made so much effort for this graveyard, and he was the first person. I was in Newcastle. I remember I drove down to perform the janaza, our uncle Haji Abu Bakr Sharif and his mother, you know, Auntie Maryam and so forth. Ibrahim passed away after that. They lost two sons in their lifetime, very, very difficult. But anyway, Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Then we went to Faisal's parents and his son Mu'az graves and so forth. So anyway, we made dua for everybody. And then we had to go to Maulana Aslam's place, mashallah. He is another jewel in that part of the world, Maulana Aslam Ghani, and his father Yunus Ghani, mashallah. He is married there in Zirest, you know, in the Baham family. So mashallah, wonderful children as well. Then Maulana Ahmad Dokrat and Qari bin Yamin also arrived, and our brother Abdul Samad from Pretoria. So it was Noorun ala Noor. King Ross was shining, glittering with Ruhani spirit, you know. So many ulama and hufaz and qurra and so forth. So Maghrib time, I met Maulana Zahir Ali, and mashallah, told him I went to the graveyard, and by Hazrat Walid Sahib and Muhtarama Walida, he was happy, mashallah. Then mashallah, then Muhammad Ilyas, that is our Maulana Aslam Ghani's son, read beautiful rendition. And you know, he's becoming a Hafiz. He's 10 Jews, I think, 10 or 12 Jews. And thereafter, Qari Sahib, Qari bin Yamin, he read beautiful Quran Sharif. Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafizahullah, he then rendered a naat, you know, and praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Arabic language, mashallah. And then I spoke about Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina Munawwara, the Ghazawat. What lessons we learn. One is Siratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life history of the master, and one is Fiqhu Sirah, how you derive lessons. So every battle, the important ones we just highlighted, and what lessons we should be taking. So Alhamdulillah, that carried on till Isha time. And then was supper there by our uncle Abdul Sattar, you know, Imran, Babu, and their father, mother. And mashallah, I met auntie also after so many years. And uncle is 87 years old. You youngsters, listen carefully. Uncle Abdul Sattar, 87 years old, every day with wheelchair, he's there in the masjid first. What excuse you got? So remember, auntie, 82 years old, mashallah, paban with salat, everything. So Allah Jalla Wala keep our old people and the children, grandchildren, making great khidmat of their grandparents, grandparents, and so forth. So come out the deen to dan, as you treat others, Allah will make arrangements for you. So always take lessons. lessons and go to the old people. Tell them you just make one day a du'as, that's all. So So I went to the house, they say, Masi, fui pakekine kap no kali dua kape. So that's a amendment for those of you who didn't understand. I say, just make dua, that's all we want. So that is what you have to do. Then mashallah, Mona Ismail, myself, Mona Ahmed, then we all went back to Trichardt, we spent the night there. And after Fajr, I had another program, short program, and then I had to leave. And when I came here at 12 o'clock, mashallah, the lawyer was waiting for me, senior counsel, Hafiz, advocate, Firoz Bouda. So we had a meeting here in little Jalalabad in Dadir, and it was ulama and lawyers, wonderful meeting regarding the current status quo in South Africa, how it's impacting upon us. All might Allah reward our Mufti Bouda, mashallah, Hashim Bouda, and remember his team there, and all the lawyers, senior counsel, our Hafiz Firoz Bouda, and all these other lawyers who came, and Wifakul Ulama, some of them came from Escort. Allah reward all of them. Then when I came home, then we received the sad news of Mona Adil. Hazrat Mona Salimullah Khan Sahab, I went to him in 1978. And I told him, Hazrat, me, I want to study Hadith by you. So he told me, you Afriki students in Urdu, you all are very, very spoiled, and you know, you all want so many facilities. We don't have anything here. So I told him, Hazrat, me to har kurbani karne ke liye tayyar hu, lekin Hazrat hi ke paas parna hai. He looked at me and he smiled. And he put me through difficult, the test also. So remember that time Jama Farooq Ya Hazrat established the madrasa in 67. Very few bathrooms, toilets, all that, you know. You have 1,000 students, 800 students, maybe 8 toilets. Now you can work out the ratio yourself. So after 1 month or 2 weeks or so, or 2 months or so, he called me and said, take this key, and where the teachers use the bathroom, you must use that one. So Alhamdulillah. So that is how to see you really going to study or what. So we studied Mishkat Sharif, first part by Hazrat, and second part by Mufti Nizamuddin. So he also became Shaheed. And then Hazrat taught us Bukhari Sharif, complete Tirmidhi Sharif, Tahawi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, not one period I missed the whole Hadith lessons. Again, Allah's mercy and so forth. So Hazrat has 3 sons and 3 daughters. And this Maulana Adil, who passed away, became a martyr. I was there for his nikah also, because I was married with my wife there in Karachi, my final year. So Hazrat, then they sent me invitation. I still remember that. I was very shocked, you know. And they said, no, you must come. Just now I was discussing with my wife, and I told her, you remember we went to the nikah of Mona Adil Shaheed, Rahimahullah. The Shia, I always tell you what they are. They are the shaitans of this world. See how many ulama, thousands of ulama in different countries, different places, they have murdered because we speak about the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We speak about the honor of the Ahlul Bayt and the Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Mona Adil, he went and met Mufti Taqi Usmani there in Darulum. They read Maghrib Salat, and remember that 3 hours before his martyrdom, he sent a tweet. In there he said, government of Pakistan must take action against the Shias who are cursing and swearing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. That is the type of death we must have. That Ya Allah, make that our death. That we also give our life for the love and honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love and honor of the Ahlul Bayt. And the love and honor of Sahaba. So inshallah, his father became Hafiz, Hazrat Mona Salimullah Khan Sahab. And you know, in 27 days, he taught Bukhari Sharif for 50 years. I was the first South African to qualify, graduate there. With Allah's help, all this happened. So you must remember that he's not my teacher, because he graduated in 77 or so, 78, just 2-3 years before us. And you know, he was teaching the starting the junior classes basically. But nevertheless, it's a big vacuum for Pakistan and the Ummah. Allah Ta'ala Baal Maghfirat Farmade. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala give his wife, his mother, his children, all of them Sabre Jameel. And then Sunday, mashallah, was no majlis or anything. And then was the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So mashallah, everything went well. We say Allah Malaka Shukru Kullu, Walaka Alhamdu Kullu. Next up, we have Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah, in the mercy of Almighty Allah, 3 to past 3, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning. 3:35 to 5:30, inshallah, will be our brother Lamin Templeton with the financial news and views. 5:30 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the tafsir you heard today of Surah Sabah, chapter 34, verse 15. And thereafter, mashallah, that we will have from 7:30 to 8, Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah. His advices, 8 to 10, the Q&A, inshallah. And then 10 to 11 at night will be Mufti Tariq Masood. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.